Our sunrise is coming up this morning at 7:36. Right now, 27 in Dalhart with a wind chill of 12, 25 in Tulia, 25 in Pampa, 22 with a wind chill of 10 in Canyon, and we are 21 degrees here at KGNC. Good morning, 7:11. I'm Tim Butler, and our very special guest in the studio this morning is Shane Phillips, Director of Public Relations and Baseball Operations for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Thanks for coming in so early.
I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, you guys, and this seems like it might be a dream job for some people to work in professional baseball. You have a job fair coming up. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we have actually two job fairs, the first being this Saturday, and it's going to be hosted at Hodgetown up in our club level upstairs, and it's the perfect time for anybody at least age 16 and up that, you know, looking for that part-time summer job, maybe even their first job ever, and even, you know, if you're an older adult or you know, anywhere in between 16 and up, we're looking to have a role for you. If you're just looking for something to do over summer between April and September, and it'll be between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. This Saturday as well as next Saturday.
Now let's talk about the economic impact of the Sod Poodles. How many people do you employ during a game night, normal game night?
During a game night, you know, you're looking upwards of 200 people working at the ballpark itself. You know, when you mix in concessions, catering, production staff, ushers, ticket takers, you know, and beyond, our promo staff, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have a big operation between April and September. And, you know, for this job fair, we're looking to hire probably, around 200 to 250. So we're looking for a lot of good qualified candidates and, you know, just good, hardworking people that want to come out and do a good job for us.
You know, when I come to Hodgetown, I notice your staff is having a good time, and they're all smiling. They all must love their jobs.
Yeah, it's hard not to smile and enjoy the environment, being at a ballpark, working at during a baseball game, or even before or after a baseball game. It's something special to say that, you know, you're in a stadium and doing a job and getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's the beauty of it. And you know, at the end of the day, we all are working. We all do have a job to do. So, you know, it's obviously easy to get distracted by certain things, especially when the crowd starts roaring about, you know, big hit or big play.
Home run.
Exactly. So, you know, and it's fine. You know, you could take your eyes off for a second to look at that and, you know, then it's basically just right back to what you're doing at work. So
now specifically, what are some of the places, the jobs that you're trying to fill?
Yeah. I mean, we have an assortment of areas, including retail merchandise, being in the team store. Concessions and catering is definitely a big chunk. Our stadium operations staff, from ushers to ticket takers and greeters, some production and press box positions that we may have available as well. And really the list goes on. It's changing every day. There's always holes that we find and gaps to fill. So, you know, if you're pretty unsure of what you're looking at doing and you want to come on out and just interview with some of our hiring managers and get a feel of what is available, and something you may like, then, you know, we definitely recommend you coming on down and hiring or interviewing for it.
What about on-field positions, like maybe bat boys and things like that?
Yeah. So we do have a few bat boy slots as well, which is an interesting world, of course, because since you're more around the team.
And, sure.
It's definitely a neat area that I intertwine with a lot. And then, you know, our on-field promo staff as well. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the life of the entertainment on field when it's between inning breaks. So, you know, we do have very interesting positions that, you know, we're looking for some lively candidates to fill.
Who was the guy that did most of the on-field stuff this past season?
As part of the on-field MC, yeah. It was Dennis.
Yeah, he's in good shape. I watched him a couple of times. He's running all over the outfield and chasing people down and stuff like that. Yeah, he did a great job.
I gotta say, we tired him out this first season, so he made sure that, you know, made it a little bit more of a schedule this year, and you know, it's a long season with 70 games at home, so and especially in that hot summer.
Now, do you ask for a commitment from people when they get hired? You know, you need to be here at least, you know, 50 of the games or 60 of the games, because that's summertime and people do vacations and stuff.
Yeah, we do ask for you know, a commitment for the season up front. We do know life happens, so we obviously know that vacations are coming, family events are coming, and stuff like that, and of course unforeseen circumstances. So we tend to hire more to make sure we're flexible with employees. So we're flexible with their schedules, and we can divvy people out as needed. So yeah, we definitely plan for that. And you know, if there is anything that comes up ahead of time that you know, if you are in the interview process at the job fair, just let your hiring manager know. You know, I have this coming up this week. It's totally fine.
All right, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. What's the pay range for these jobs?
So pay range, most of these are minimum, so it is $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
But you know, it's more of the benefit of, you know, it is part-time seasonal, mm-hmm. so it's built for your experience on your resume, as well as, you know, like I said, your first job, or it's something that, you know, it's something you kind of want to do to get out of the house for the summer.
Maybe something for college students or, you know, teachers or educators that are looking for something over the summer.
Yeah, it's something a little extra that you want to come out for. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's really a fun environment to work in. And it's the people you get to associate yourselves with and talk to every day and every game really makes the experience, especially for me, you know, getting to talk to our ticket mm-hmm. holders and fans that are coming out to Amarillo for the first time ever.
Yeah, I had a lot of people last year say, Tim, why didn't you go and audition to be the stadium announcer? And I thought, well, that would be a fun job, and I would really enjoy that. But, you know, I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be here, and when you have a game that goes into extra innings, you know, till 11 o'clock at night, it just doesn't work out. Plus, I'm more of a fan. I like to sit in the stands and watch the game and you know, participate that way.
So yeah.
I like to yell at the umpires when they're stupid and can't see and stuff, but. Yep. We won't go into that. We are talking this morning with Shane Phillips, Director of Public Relations and Baseball Operations for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let me say that again. 2019 Texas League champion Amarillo Sod Poodles. Boy, that was great to win the championship. First year here in Amarillo.
Yeah, it was you know, something that you only dream of, especially bringing a first-year team here.
You know, the playoff games, a bunch of us were biting our nails, and, you know, they're gone now, but they pulled it out, and they will represent Amarillo very well. Something else that's coming to town this summer, and it's great to have it at Hodgetown, is the All-Star Game. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the 2020 Texas League All-Star Game. It's the highlight event of the summer every year for the Texas League, and we're bringing it this year to Amarillo. We're excited. You know, it's only our second year, and the Texas League has donned Amarillo as the home of the All-Star Game. We're doing a little bit differently this year. We're making it more an extended event where it's going to be a two-day event, June 22nd and June 23rd of this year. And what we're slating is we're scheduling a home run derby and a fan fest for Monday, June 22nd.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to, you know, be the best home run hitters in the league along with some other special appearances we have lined up that we're in the process of. As well as the June 23rd All-Star Game the following night. You know, we'll also include player autographs within this time frame, mm-hmm. fireworks, and, you know, we're going to make it a big event.
So the best of the best right here in Amarillo in the Texas League.
All the best of all the affiliates in the Texas League, you know, from the Mariners to the Texas Rangers to the Padres, you know, our own Padres, mm-hmm. Et cetera. It's the best of the best right here at Hodgetown in downtown Amarillo. June 22nd and June 23rd.
And let me ask this question. When can people get their tickets for the All-Star Game?
It's a great question. Good timing on that, Tim. So All-Star ticket bundles, which a bundle is a ticket for each event, Home Run Derby, and the All-Star Game itself, they go on sale actually this morning at 9 a.m. to the public.
Wow. And how do we get those? We get them online, or is there a phone number, office we can call?
Yep. So you can buy them online on sodpoodles.com on our website. You can call the box office directly or call our main office. And you can also buy at the box office in person if you want to just arrive at Hodgetown and go ahead and buy it there.
You know, a couple of times the first season there, I bought my tickets on the sodpoodles.com, and it's a great way to do it. I mean, it's boom, your ticket's done, and you show up at will call, and they give it to you.
So. Exactly, and I urge people, if you're going to buy online, please do buy on sodpoodles.com only. There are third-party reseller sites mm-hmm. that'll put them up and at an extreme high price.
Wow. Okay, lots of things coming up with the Sod Poodles. Tell us once again, we talked about this in the last segment, the job fair that's coming up this Saturday and on February 22nd. What are the hours for that?
Yeah, so this Saturday, next Saturday, we have a job fair. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hodgetown upstairs in our Fairly Group Club level. For all folks who want to come out and work part-time seasonal summer jobs for the Sod Poodles.
All right, and I can't let you get out of here without asking you our Instapoll question this morning. There seems to be a new trend in parking your vehicle. Some people park head in, and some people turn around, back up in the parking space, and park head out. Which do you prefer?
I'd back in, so I'm head out.
Okay, you're a head out.
And I have a bigger car, so sometimes it's a little tight when I have to back up and, you know, trying to miss cars. So I like to back in so I could just pull right out and
all right,
go along.
We'll mark you down for that. And we certainly appreciate you coming in this morning and talking to us. Great season looking forward for the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Thank you so much. And opening night, April 16th.